We're starting Perek Dalid in Shmiras HaLoshin in Shar HaTavuna. Boyevoyer goylo ma'alosoi shel ha'odom hadon es chaver lekafschus. Here we'll be discussing the tremendous maila of the person who's don lekafschus. He judges his friend favorably. New topic. We started out with discussing machlekes, don't do it. Then we gave eitzes about not speaking lashon hara. Then, now we are turning to the mitzvah and the greatness of judging one's friend favorably. Gam yagil es atzmoi says the Chafetz Chaim, lodun es chaver lekafschus. A person also has to accustom himself to judge his friend favorably. Moshamur Chazal, as the Gemara tells us, in Shavuos Daf Lamed Amud Bey Amud Aleph, from the Pasuk in Vayikra, the Perek Yates, Pasuk Tes Vav, Betzedek Tishbait Amisecha. What does it mean, Betzedek Tishbait Amisecha? Judge your brother favorably, charitably. The Gemara learns out from this Pasuk also, Havidon Eschavercho Lekafschus. Judge your friend Lekafschus. What is a Kafschus? Kaf is a scale. You have a scale in front of you. Do you view him that he's doing something wrong? Or do you view him that he's doing something right? You see somebody look both ways. They go through the red light. Are they doing something wrong, doing something right? Well, let's think. What's the situation? Maybe they're running to the hospital. My wife, a few weeks ago, she told me she went through every single red light. If I just continue now in the story, in the learning, you're like, well, that's an interesting way of driving. We usually stop by reds. But then if I finish telling you because she had my son in the car who was having a croup attack, and she rushed to the Bryn Mawr Hospital in the middle of the night, and they said they usually give one dosage, you know, for the Oropred to open the lungs and so you could breathe better. Here they gave double the dosage. That's how severe the situation was. So why was she going through the red lights? Because he had a croup attack. Years ago, I had the same thing when my oldest child was a year and a half old. Just going through all the reds. Just carefully. I don't want to get hit. It was 12 o'clock at night. She had an asthma attack. Running to the hospital. So, kafschus means you don't know. You don't know what the story is. Should we judge favorably? We say, oh, hopefully everyone's okay, but maybe they have to go to the hospital or who knows what. Now, to what degree is a person obligated to judge favorably? To what degree? How far do we say, come on, that's far-fetched? So, we'll get to that today as well. Judging one's friend favorably, giving him the benefit of the doubt, and that's what it is, it's a doubt, we're not sure, is one of those mitzvahs that a person gets benefit here in this world. However, the ultimate reward is in the world to come. As Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chazayin tells us, and we'll see that Gemara, Mi'as Hashem, quoted by the Chafetz Chaim. I just want to point out that we have to realize how important Dan Lekafschus is and Tzedek Tishbat Amisecha, because for the most part, this is one of the starting points to whether a person speaks Lashon Hara or he does not speak Lashon Hara. Why? Why is that so? Because if a person views the situation in a positive frame of mind, then he won't come to speak negative words about somebody. But when his mindset is already developing negative feelings about that individual, he's dan lekaf choiv. He judges him that he's guilty. So then, that's what he's playing, that video he's playing in his brain. Eventually, he comes to speak those words as well. So the starting point is to make sure we have a recorder playing in our brain that is a positive one of other people, that looks at other people in a positive light. Next paragraph. V'heinian shel kaf zchus ubein im yesh litzadeh be'etzem heinian shenishma olav she'asa oisha diber. This concept of dan lekaf zchus, of judging favorably, is in all aspects of a person's situation. He says, bein im yesh litzadeh be'etzem heinian shenishma olav, whether you heard about him she'asa oisha diber, that the person did or said, to say that the person was right for what he did. Or the reason why this happened to the person because he did it by mistake. What the Chofetz Chaim is doing now is telling us that when something happens, how do we view the situation? So he's giving us different things to be thinking about, different suggestions. The first one is that something that took place, you tell him, yeah, he's right, whatever it might be. It happened by mistake. Or the person didn't realize the severity of the iser. Even if a person realizes that all of these reasons don't add up, he should think, he says like this. You hear a story from somebody and it doesn't sound favorable to the person who's talking about. So what should we be telling ourselves? Maybe the one who says over the story is missing one little point. You know, I saw that person go through a red light. I will tell you, I witnessed somebody once at a red light, look both ways, broad daylight. In shout, and go. And I approached him. I said, can I ask you, was that you in the car when I saw? He said to me, yeah, that was me, yeah. I said, what were you doing? I saw you like inching out. I was in a rush. I said, it's not a stop sign. A red light is not a stop sign. You can't stop, look, and go. Well, what kind of mindset is that? So, someone I know, I said it to him. Couldn't believe it. But the point is, we have to tell ourselves, says the Chofetz Chaim, that maybe the one who said over the story is missing a point. Or he said it incorrectly when he said over the story. And that's why it sounds to be like a negative story about this individual. But really, he's missing something. The rule is as follows. The Mishnah already tells us in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Al Todin Schaverecha, don't judge your friend until you come to his situation. Turning the page in some editions. Leich no ure'ei b'maisa de Shabbos. Come and see. Go and see, rather. The ma'isin war in Shabbos. Mimeno yilmad ha'adam ha'yosha. From this story, the righteous person will learn. Shetzorich ladun es chaver lekav zchus. You have to judge your friend favorably. Afilo im oifen haschus hu ha'yosha rochok. Even if that situation, of all those reasons as to why he might, whatever he have done might have been right, is so far-fetched. I don't want to say so far-fetched, but it doesn't make so much sense. You still have to judge him favorably. Now we're about to see a ma'isa. This is recorded in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Let's begin. V'zelushoyin ha'gemara sham. Tanu rabbanon. Our rabbis taught. Right, let's learn the Gemara now. Adon chaver lekaf zchus, one who judges his friend favorably. Donin oisoy l'zchus. This is not for now what exactly that means, but basically the Gemara tells us one who judges his friend favorably. In Shemayim, Hashem will judge us favorably. The kasha on that, which is not for now, is Hashem doesn't have to judge us favorably. Hashem knows everything. We don't know the whole story, so we have to judge favorably. That's not for now. What is the case? So ma'isa ba'adam echad sheyorad migoli migluil elyoin v'niskar eitzah ba'al habayis echad v'dorim sholishonim. There was once a man who returned from Galilee, Elion is the Galilee. He was working for 3 years for someone in the Nadarim in the south. And Erev Yom Kippurim Omer Loi, the day before Yom Kippur, a Sarasi made Shuva. It's a true story. He comes to his boss and he says, it's been 3 years. I want to go home now. Please write me the check that I deserve. Omer, tein li schari ve'eleich v'azunas ishti yuvanai. Please, it's been many years. I want to go see my family. I want to bring home the money so I can support and give food for my wife and children. Omer loi, 3 years. Omer loi, the boss says to him, ein li mois. You know, I wish I could. It's tough times now, don't you know? Recession. Ein li mois. I don't have any money to give you. Imagine hearing something like that. Amar loi. So, the employee said, tein li peiros. So give me some of the produce, some of the fruits. Amar loi. The employer said, ein li. I have nothing to give you. Just been working for you all this time. You have to have something. Tainli behema. Ainli. No animals. Okay, you know what? Karma kastis. Give me some pillows, blankets, a household item, something. I deserve something I worked for all this time. Ainli. The man responded, I don't have. Hifshel Caleb Lachido, if he takes his package like you see in the pictures, right? Throws it over the stick with the little bag, you know, attached to it. It's nothing to bring back to his wife and children. V'holach lebeisa b'pachei nefesh. Dejected, he goes back to his house. L'achar haregel, after the yontif was over, maybe it was Yom Kippur, maybe Sukkot now. After Sukkot, after l'achar haregel, not al ba'al habayis schoroi biyodoi v'imei maso ishloisha chamayrim. The Baal HaBayis, his boss, the employer, he takes all of the salary that he owed this worker. He takes along with three donkeys loaded with all the different goods. Echad shel Michael, v'echad shel Mishte, v'echad shel Mini Megodim, v'holach lo lebeisai. One donkey was carrying food, second donkey is carrying drinks, wine. Third donkey is carrying all different delicious foods. And he goes to the house of his worker. After they ate together and they drank together, the employer, the boss, gave his worker the money. Omar loy. The employer said to his worker, at the time when I said, the worker said, at the time that I said, Tein li schari, v'amarti, ein li, mois. B'machash d'tani, what were you suspect of me? What were you thinking? So the employee asked the worker, what were you thinking? I said, you asked me for the money, and I say, I don't have the money. What went through your mind? Amarti, I said, I assume that maybe Shema pragmatia bezol is dam nulcha lakachta behen. I assume that an excellent business opportunity came your way and you invested all of your money to make a good business deal. V'shosha martali teinli behema. In the time when you said to me, okay, the worker said to the boss, give me an animals, give me some animals for payment. But Martin, I said back, ain't li behema. I'd love to. I don't have any animals. But ma chash de tani, then what were you thinking? Amarti, shema muskeres biyad achirim. Maybe you leased it to other people already, so you don't have any animals. B'shosh amartali, at the time when you, the worker, said to me, the employer, Tainli karko v'amarti l'cho. Ainli karko. give me some land, something from the land. And I said to you, I don't have anything to give you. What were you suspect of me? What were you thinking? Amarti, I said, Shema Mukheris Biada Khairmi. I said, maybe this is leased by others already. Others, the first time others rented it, this time is leased. Vishosha Martali, at you the time the worker said to me, Ainli Paris. Shavshosha Martilcha, I told you Ainli Paris, I don't eat fruit. But Maha Shatani, what were you thinking about me? Shema Aina Musaris. Maybe you didn't take Maisa yet. That's what I was thinking about. Vishosha Martilcha Ainli Karimikasta is you asked me, okay, give me something from the house. Pillows, blankets, something from the house I could go back with the family, something with the value. Then what were you thinking? B'amocha shetani, amarti shema higdish kol nechosav l'shemayim. Maybe you were makdish all of your belongings to Shemayim, to Hashem. So it's not yours anymore. Omar loy. The person responded, ha'uvdo kach hoya. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There were 5 different stages in this conversation between the worker and his employer. And the employer says, every single time you asked me, and I said, I don't have, and you assumed something else, you were right. He darti kol nechosai bishvil hurkunis bini. I designated everything. I set it aside for Horkinus, my son. Shloi osak ba Torah, that did not learn Torah. Uchshabasi eitzel chaveira bedoroim, when they came to my friends in the south, hitiru li kol nedorai, they undid my vows. And then I had the money back to give you. He now gives a bracha to this person. So too shall Hashem judge you favorably. The Gemara discusses other cases where the reason on the scale to how to judge the person made much more sense intellectually to judge him incorrectly, that he is guilty as charged, as opposed to a situation to judge him lekafs chus, to judge him favorably. To judge him favorably was much more far-fetched. Nonetheless, the lesson that we are being taught here by the Chafetz Chaim, it's an extremely difficult one, at least for myself. I assume we're all in the same boat. That when something like this comes up and is so far-fetched, the mitzvah that we started off with this morning of Betzedek Tishpoid Amisecha doesn't just mean when something looks maybe one way and, you know, it could be viewed another way, that I'll okay, in that case, I'll down the kavschus. But when it's so ridiculous to say, oh, come on, all those cases, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 situations, 3 years, it's a story that you can't believe it's true even. The person leaves with nothing. Well, what's he telling his wife when he gets home? This is how far the Torah is telling us. Now, for us to know at least what Madrega we have to strive for, that alone is worth it for us. Not necessarily we'll be able to get to that in one day, of course. We won't be able to get there one day. But it's important to know what Hashem wants from us. What's the Madrega we have to strive for? Just to bring out one point to take from is the concept of eventually reaching Dan lekaschus, even when they're so far away. And the practical application for that is to start training the mind. Of course, we're already training the mind. To continue training the mind, the person sees the situation, think favorably. And I want to suggest the first person who should start Dan lekaschus is ourselves. Ourselves. Sometimes we're too hard on our own selves. And that's where the Yetzirah gets in. It says, ah, just what I want. We have to make sure we're Dan lekaschus ourselves. Dan lekaschus, not in the real sense of the mitzvah, others, of course. And as the Gemara concludes, that one is done in Kafschus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done him in Kafschus as well.